Question everything.
Hi guys, welcome back. You're listening to Question Everything with your girl, Kelsey. So, I had a whole different episode planned out, and I actually already have it recorded, but due to recent events, I think it would be better if I hopped on and made a quick one to give you guys my thoughts and perspective on the recent events. I know a lot of you have been asking me what I think, and I've been getting a lot of DMs, so I thought it'd be better just to make a quick little episode, and hopefully this will help you guys as well. It'll help you guys get through this because it is a lot. There is a lot going on. There's a lot of energy, so... And these events that are happening, there are more to come. I've mentioned it, I think, like two episodes ago when I was talking about the predictions that I've been hearing. And 2021 is going to be pretty rough if you are still emotionally attached to this reality. And I'll get more into that. So this episode this week was supposed to be an interview that I had with my friend Bianca. As most of you know that I tweeted about that on Twitter, so I'm sorry if you were looking forward to that. I also am going to try to stay away from these hardcore topics for a bit, especially with everything going on right now. I guess it's affecting my family. Really, it's only affecting my brother, but if you guys saw my tweet yesterday, he was going at it and he was just telling me that I've lost my mind and it's because of me and spreading all this disinformation that there was people dying yesterday. And I will also touch up on that if you also have people in your life that don't understand. But it's, yeah, I just don't want it to affect his life. I know it won't. But to ease his mind, he completely wants me to stop the podcast and stop everything. But, and my parents want me to as well, just because my brother reached out to them. And I was like, why are we are both in our 20s. Like, why are you telling on me? Why are you telling mom and dad? And my mom knows, but my dad was like, what is this about? Like, he knows about my podcast too, but he was like, shut it down then, like, if it's affecting your brother. And I was like, oh my God. So it's a whole mess. However, I'm not gonna stop. I think I'm just gonna talk about lighter topics such as our consciousness and how to keep yourself at a higher vibration during all these times and how to deal with people who are stuck in that 3D mentality. Okay. Also, I'm so sorry about my audio. I don't know what it is. I've tried everything. Maybe it's my mic, but I haven't dropped it or anything. It might be the cable, but I'm sorry if this is irritating or it sounds different. It's kind of irritating to me, but it's okay. We'll get through it. So let's get into it. What happened yesterday was a lot. I mean, it was a lot for the collective who are not aware and those who are newer to the awakening journey. And trust me, it's not easy, but it will be okay. But before we really do get into it, I do want to reiterate that obviously the things I talk about are true to me and individually. And I've said this time and time again, we individually are living our own truths. So I encourage you to listen to everyone and make your own judgment using your gut feeling, your intuition. And I love how I also reiterate that almost every episode. And then my brother's like, it's your fault that people are at the Capitol right now because they believe in your conspiracy theories and you're spreading disinformation. And I'm just like, yeah, because that many people listen to my podcast and they're like, yeah, Kelsey said to go raid the Capitol. No, it goes to show that he doesn't even listen to my content. Love that. Anyway, so like I said, make your own judgment. So if what I say doesn't sit well with you, that's totally okay. Just take what does, leave what doesn't, and don't let me influence you on any of your decisions. Okay, so I think I've changed quite a bit since starting this podcast, and I'm sure a lot of you can tell. And the way that I process information, I'm not so quick to jump to conclusions, and I also see things from a much larger perspective, or so I would like to think. But what happened yesterday, in my opinion, was a complete psyop. It was a psychological operation to get a reaction out of both sides, or whatever side, because there's so many freaking sides now. But it's all those sides are a part of the polarity, a part of the 3D, a part of the matrix. But where I'm at in my journey, where I'm at mentally, spiritually, all the above, is seeing beyond all of that. Seeing beyond the polarity, seeing beyond their psychological operations. Like, I'm not focused so much on the details of who did what happened, why they do it, if it's good or bad, are they on our side, are they on this? Like, I'm not, I used to dig into the details, but that gives in to the polarity. Even if you're in the truth, spiritual, conspiracy theory community, if you are digging into it and giving in, you are giving into the polarity. Even if you're like, oh, is it the deep state? Is this Illuminati? Like, that's still giving in to the polarity. And I know I still do it sometimes too. Not saying I'm perfect, but I'm not allowing it to affect me as much, because back then I would be like, oh my god, it's the freaking Illuminati again, or like, it was these guys or Antifa, blah blah blah. Like, that is just giving into the polarity and keeping us at that lower vibration. All I know is that this was a plot to get a reaction out of the BLM people, which honestly they succeeded in. There's a lot of people who are mad. They wanted to start a race war, a civil war, any sort of civil unrest, because like the Freemasons say, order out of chaos. There were a lot of people comparing both scenarios, the BLM versus what happened yesterday. Like, how come the cops didn't attack them? How come they got in so easily? How come they didn't get shot at? White privilege, white power. But again, I know most of my listeners can see it, and I know most of my Twitter followers and the people I follow on Twitter can see the obvious illusion that they're placing to trap you in this emotional distress. It's all emotional. It's all psychological. It's causing division. Because the more we fight each other, the more distracted, the more we just focus on the physical and this reality, the more it benefits them. And it distracts us from the actual enemies, which is them, the elite, or whatever you want to call them, honestly. And also, it's draining our energy. All this anger, all this fighting, all this frustration. Like, I'm not saying you should suppress your feelings or not be angry or not feel what you feel, because it's okay to feel what you feel if it comes up. Like, don't invalidate your own feelings because, or don't feel guilty, because it's only going to make it worse. Like, we are human. We have an ego. We all have an ego, no matter how much I say squash the ego. But it's all about having a balance and becoming aware of your triggers, becoming aware of your reactions and how it is affecting not only your energy, but the energy around you, and how you are releasing that energy. Because essentially, when you give in to the polarity, whether that be talking to one of your friends, talking to your family, or watching the news, being on social media, you are releasing your energy, and your energy, your aura is expanding, and people can suck it right up. Especially the elite. And that's what they do. They inject us with fear. So we go running around like crazy, and then they're just eating up our energy because they live off of our energy. And if you've been with me for a while, you know that the whole reason I started posting content was because I was heavily into the George Floyd movement. I was donating, I was making posters, I was angry. It wasn't until I started noticing that something didn't seem right that I was like, hold up, there's something more to this. Yes, they are blatantly making it obvious that it's about race. They are blatantly making it obvious. Like, it's so clear as day. But if I was still in the same mental state that I was back then, I would not be this calm right now. I would be infuriated, I'd be frustrated, I would have anxiety, I'd be scared. But the difference between who I was then and now is that now I know their agenda, and I know they lie to us about everything. I know we live in a matrix. And I mean, even before that, I knew they lied to us, and I knew the surface level of how the system is, of how the system is not what it seems. But it wasn't until I really started working through my own emotional reactions, my triggers, and detach myself from this reality, detach myself from the illusion that this physical is all it is, and detach myself from any attachments in reality, because any attachments you have, even to people, to things, that is keeping you in the matrix. And it wasn't until I really, really did some work that I could breathe again. That is why I feel like I've been more focused on my own healing and been called to work more on my healing, especially throughout these last couple months leading into the new year. And I worked through a lot of shadow work, especially recently. Because when we individually help ourselves, that's when we'll start to help the collective. We can't accomplish anything when we are all reacting and projecting and fighting each other. Not only that, but like I said, I see things from a larger perspective. I see the bigger picture. It's not about race, gender, who's president. It's about them, the elite, whatever you want to call them, wanting to keep us at a lower vibration, wanting us to keep hating each other, wanting to keep us divided, keep us distracted, keep us in fear. They use these psychological manipulation tactics to do that, and everyone is falling for it. The other thing is that it's no one's fault that they are brainwashed or cannot see the bigger picture. We need to stop pointing fingers, stop giving into the polarity. And I'm probably going to keep repeating that because it's only going to get worse from here. And by worse, I mean the polarity is only going to get stronger with the events that follow. We have had our lives orchestrated from the moment we took our first breath. They told us what to drink, what to eat, what to learn, what to watch, what to think, what to listen to. So now it's time that we take our power back and really step into it. But how do we do that? We detach. Detach from all attachments that you have right now. Detach from all the labels that you identify with. Detach from this reality, the physical, and don't engage with either side. And I mean, I know right now all of our social medias are flooded with this stuff, and there's actually a lot of funny memes, not gonna lie. But by engaging and reacting, we're fueling the fire. And I know it's extremely difficult to do because we literally have to dig into our subconscious and reprogram and heal our triggers. And it's not a walk in the park, you know, but it's doable. And if anyone needs someone to talk to about this or needs some more guidance, you can always DM me on Twitter. I know a couple of you have, and I'll get back to you guys as soon as I can. A couple of you have reached out saying that you're trying to detach, but it's still giving you anxiety. And I get that. We don't know what's going to happen next. But we have to let go of that fear and trust that the light will prevail. Everything has to get ugly and crumble before it gets better. And it will. It might take 4 or maybe 10 years, who knows, but the light always wins. And by you raising your frequency, spreading unconditional love, healing yourself, you are doing so much more for the collective than you realize. Everything is energy. Like, I think that's where I'm seeing everything now. Like, everything is energy. That's all I see now. I don't see the physical. I'm also not invalidating the physical. Like, yes, there's been issues going on for so long, especially regarding race. I'm not invalidating anyone's feelings about that or invalidating the actual issue, but I'm seeing it from a bigger perspective, larger picture, bigger purpose. Another question I got was, how do you not feel guilty for not caring about what's going on? Like, how can I detach without looking like an inconsiderate asshole? Well, first of all, those who don't realize that death is an illusion and that this world is a matrix, that we each individually knew what we were signing up for when we came into this world, will think you're an inconsiderate asshole. But remember what I said a couple episodes ago when I met that surgeon who, by the way, is extremely detached. She said, I don't tell people what to do and I don't worry about what they are doing because they all chose this experience. They all knew what was going to happen in their lifetime because that is their soul contract. We all forget our soul contract once we enter this world. But it's our duty, our responsibility to remember as the events unfold. That's what an awakening is. And I made a TikTok about this too, that it sounds insane when you look at it from a human being perspective. Like, how or why did we choose these lives to suffer? Like, no one would want to do that. No one would want to sign in and want to be killed or want to go through all these horrible things. But that's where everyone is getting stuck, especially right now. You guys are seeing it from a human being perspective with human emotions. Our souls and our consciousness do not have senses, let alone an ego, especially an ego. Meaning our souls don't feel what we're feeling. They don't feel pain, pleasure, taste, anything. Our physical meat suits, avatar, human bodies do. But our souls are living out this experience to either A, learn a lesson, B, complete a karmic cycle, C, just wanted to experience life, whether that be good or bad, because to our souls, it's neutral. They come from a higher dimension, which means there's no polarity. There's no good or bad. It's neutral. But every experience, whether good or bad, just is. It is what it is. It's an experience. I hope I'm not losing you guys. I hope I'm making sense. I'll give the video game analogy because my kids that I mentor love when I talk about this stuff and they love this one. Our souls are the ones playing the video game and our physical bodies and egos are on the screen. When you play a video game, say like GTA, Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, I don't know, we'll use those as examples. When you play those games, you don't feel what the character on the screen is going through. You don't feel it when they get shot or crash a car, but you are learning how to get better at the game. And that's how you evolve or level up to the next level of the game. In this case, if you look at our lives as a level of a game and know that everything you go through or will go through is for a much bigger purpose, for a collective evolution, you will stop taking it so seriously. And this is what I mean when I said death is an illusion, because I'm sure that probably triggered some of you. We are infinite beings. When we die, our meat suit dies, but our soul goes into the spiritual realm and we'll probably reincarnate again. Maybe on this planet or a different planet. Just how when you die in a video game, the game restarts until you get better at it and you pass that level. They have made us fear death. They have made us fear so many things, but everything is an illusion. And the only reason that we allow that fear to creep in or allow that anxiety to creep in is because they have manipulated our emotions. Our emotions are their greatest weapon. That's how they can control us. Hence, psychological operation. Everything is psychological. Like, even yesterday, I didn't watch the TV. I never watched the media. You guys know that. But my dad, he called me over when he was watching it. And he was freaking out. He's like, oh my God, Kelsey, like, what's going on? And honestly, I just started laughing because I see through it. I see through it. So I don't watch the media. However, I saw a video on Twitter where this woman was saying, it was a CNN clip. And this woman was saying, well, this wouldn't have happened if they were black. Like, this wouldn't have happened if it was a BLM protest, and making it extremely, extremely triggering and emotional. And yeah, like, my human self sees that, like, sees like, yeah, you're right. Like, holy shit. Like, damn, that's fucked up, you know? But then my 5D self, my higher consciousness, is saying, you are purposely triggering people, purposely manipulating and emotionally injecting people with guilt and all this stuff to get a rise out of people. And that's what they're doing. And using the physical aspects, like using our skin and the way we look to guilt you into fighting for something. And I hope that doesn't sound like, I don't know how to explain it better. Like, this is much more than the physical. This is so much more than our skin tone and everything that we've gone through. Like I said, once I knew that what we go through, yes, in the physical as a human being, it sucks. Like, a lot of things that we go through, a lot of things that people go through, they don't deserve that. No one deserves that. No one deserves to be treated like shit because of their skin tone. No one deserves to be killed or treated heartbroken or watch one of your family members die. Or no one deserves to go through that suffering as a human being, like from a human being perspective. But from a soul perspective, and knowing that your soul does not have the same emotions or reactions as a human being, like you start to realize that it's just a video game. It's like, it's not a big deal. Like, oh, I don't know how to sound like not an asshole. I'm not trying to make it seem like, oh, I don't care about people dying. I obviously do. I have compassion. But there's a difference between having compassion and unconditional love and fighting each other because your ego is needing to feel superior. That's really what it is. Our egos, man. Like I said, our egos, I always talk shit about our ego, but we need to balance it. We can't squash it. We can't get rid of it. Yeah, you can have an ego death, but it's still going to be there. It'll still pop up here and there. We can't get rid of it. So we're going to have to control it. Instead of having our egos control us, we're going to start controlling our ego. Our ego wants to feel superior. It wants to feel good. It wants to feel needed and wanted, and also wants to protect us. So our ego also is our emotions, our human emotions. So when things like this happen, you will see a lot of people wanting to fight for whatever, fight for racial equality, fight for the president. I don't even know what they were fighting for yesterday, honestly. Quite honestly, I don't know. I think it's like, I know they were mad that Trump didn't win. So they were fighting because the election was rigged or whatever. And they want Trump to win because Biden's a pedophile. But, you know, like at this point, like, I'm not giving into the polarity, but I'm just saying they're both on the same team. I don't believe in politics. It's all fake. Anyways, like, I'm so beyond that point that it doesn't even faze me, you know? Like, I understand that both sides have good intentions. They're fighting for what they believe in. But the people yesterday were fighting because of pedophilia and all that stuff and all the conspiracy theories. And I 100% respect that because they're essentially their ego saying, when you fight for this, you are doing something good for the world. You make America proud. And that boosts their ego. That's what their ego wants. Like, they want to feel important. Like, their ego wants to feel important. I'm not singling anyone out here. I'm singling out the ego because we've all gone through this. We all go through this. That's what were people calling it? Performative activism was in BLM as well. People were just posting because they wanted to feel like they were actually doing something. Of course, it was all ego. Like, their ego wants to feel like it's actually helping, it's actually doing something. But if we just peel back the ego, I wish we all were authentic and coming from a place of authenticity, still having compassion, but not acting from a place of ego, none of this would be going on. Because, like I said, this is just like a 3D physical scenario. This is just a scene from a movie. Really, that's what it is. It's a scene from a movie that these people set up, and we are playing the parts that they want us to. I mean, honestly, I'm not. I know a lot of people who are also awakened and are also just sitting back and watching. Like, yesterday, I also tweeted because someone was like, I guess their friends were saying, how are you not reacting to this? Or how are you not having any emotions toward this? Or like, how do you not care? And he was like, because I'm not stuck in the matrix. And then I quote tweeted it and I said, we're in the nosebleed seats and they're in the arena. And that's really what it is. We're just sitting back and watching and observing. And they're in the arena fighting. Neither is good or bad. Neither is better or worse, because that would again be giving into polarity, and everyone has their own situations and experiences to go through to learn and evolve. So once you see it from that perspective, you just, it's not that you stop caring, but it's just that you stop giving your energy to the external. And I know everyone wants to help and everyone wants to fight for a good cause, but these causes and these things that are issues in the world or are happening that are horrible, I'm not validating any of these issues, but these issues are an illusion. Like, they are purposely set up for us so we will have that reaction, so that we will be divided, so we will fight for our own cause. However, in the end, they were placed for that reason, for division. They were placed for us to fight, and they're an illusion. Like, everything is an illusion. And I know some of you might be like, well, how is child trafficking an illusion? How is people being murdered for their skin tone an illusion? Like I said, you're stuck in the human perspective. You're stuck in the human being emotional reaction right there. You're seeing it from a human being 3D perspective. Like, I'm not saying like that stuff is okay. Like, I was heavily into fighting against all this stuff. Like, I want everyone to live a happy, peaceful life. I want everyone to be happy and not miserable, you know? But the only way to get there is if we all take a step back and realize, damn, like, this is all a setup. Like, this is all an illusion. Like, I'm much more than this. I am much more than this physical. I am an infinite being, and I'm here to experience the lessons I'm meant to experience. And a lot of the experiences that we go through are for a bigger purpose. Like, say you get into a car crash. Well, what was that trying to teach you? What karmic cycle were you trying to complete? Once you start becoming aware of these little things, like, oh, maybe I need to learn to slow down. I need to learn to not always be aggravated when I drive, or I need to learn to be more patient, or I don't know. But there's always a lesson to be learned. There's always a lesson, and there's always a bigger purpose. And even if something is done to you, say child trafficking, and those, like, no, they don't deserve that. From a 3D perspective, absolutely not. Like, it boils my blood. From a human being perspective, it boils my blood, and it makes me sick. But from a soul perspective, from a 5D higher level perspective, it's their soul contract. Like, they have to go through it. They have to experience that. And it doesn't sound right. I know it doesn't sound right at all, but it's, like I said, their souls will reincarnate, repeat the karmic cycle, but their souls will be infinite. Their souls are evolving, and it's helping everyone as a collective evolve. And I know that sounds horrible. That sounds really bad, but like, everyone signed up for what they're going through. And I 100% believe it. Like, not only have I heard it from mediums and psychics and people who have had near-death experiences, or even Don Miguel Ruiz and his books. I have all his books now. I was reading A Voice of Knowledge yesterday, and he was talking about his near-death experience, because he also had one. And he said that it was such a euphoric state that he was in, and it was just all love, and he was surrounded by love, and it was much more than this physical reality, that when he came back to life, because he died, he didn't take anything seriously anymore. He was like, there's so much more to this matrix that people are not seeing. And he was seeing people walk around like zombies, because he just had so much love, and like, he knew that there's a bigger purpose. So that's why I strongly believe that that's where we're going after we die. And that's what happens. It's like, as a collective, as a human being race, because we are a human being race, and but there's multiple races, we won't evolve consciously if we don't individually go through our own soul contracts, because we have to learn our lessons. We have to learn and evolve. And once we evolve, that's when we'll go into a higher dimension and or be done with reincarnating, become a spirit guide. But all I'm saying is, like, I hope I'm not losing anyone. I know I'm just babbling, but I really wanted to put an episode out, especially about everything going on. Try to ease your minds. All I'm saying is don't get sucked in to the emotional triggers, to the emotional reactions. Like I said, there's a difference between having compassion, but also reacting. Like, having compassion means that you know that everyone is going through their own purpose in life, their own soul contract, and being there for them if they need you, or showing a hand if they need you to. But reacting is fighting and doing it in an aggressive way and bringing more negativity, bringing more fuel to the fire. Like, there's such a thin line, you know? Like, it's crazy that, and I know not a lot of you guys will understand this, because it's starting to be at the point where I can't have normal conversations anymore without someone thinking that I'm an asshole, or that I'm inconsiderate, or that I'm absolutely fucking insane. Because I really think that after December 21st, I like opened my eyes wider, and I mean, essentially, like, healing is not linear. Time is an illusion anyway. An awakening process, a spiritual awakening, or an awakening of the matrix, whatever you want to call it, is not linear either. You will have multiple awakenings. Like, I had my first one in 2018. I had another one during the George Floyd riots. And I had another one during, I'm pretty sure this happened after December 21st, because the way I think now is far, far beyond this physical. And that means I've completely detached emotionally from the matrix. And so it's hard talking to people and having them understand, especially if they don't understand the difference between our egos and our authentic selves, or they don't understand our soul's purpose or our soul contracts, or they don't understand that we've been lied to. Essentially, this all starts with conspiracy theories. I mean, as for me, I had the benefit of having both at the same time. I was already spiritually awakened while learning more about the conspiracy theories, but I think 100% that the conspiracy theories give me an extra spiritual awakening, because I was not at this state a year ago today. I was definitely still having reactions, and I think the conspiracy theories and the content that I post also pushed me to do more of my healing and dig more into myself, go more inwards, because that really, really is what it is. Like, that is what we should all be doing, is going inwards and looking in and diving in and healing our wounds and healing generational trauma and healing all that stuff. Because once we do that, once we start that unconditional love for ourselves that we've always had since we were kids, but we were programmed to reject ourselves. Once we start to unlearn that program and just go back to that state of love and state of just being, that's when you will reach the state that I'm in right now. And I'm not saying that I slip up back here and there. Like, yeah, I still have emotions. Like I said, you can't get rid of the ego. You will have an ego death, but it'll pop up some days and be like, hey, what's up? But some days I do wake up and I'm angry, or sometimes I still like get my feelings hurt. But it's how I handle it now, I think, that's a lot different too. I'm just like, well, that was a part of my contract. That was a part of my experience. I'm allowing myself to feel it for however long I need to feel it, but I'm not going to dwell on it. And I'm not going to invest in negative self-talk, or I'm not going to invest in any negative talk at all about the person who hurt me, or if I hurt myself. Like, it was all for a reason. And what did I learn from this? See, so I think so much differently than I did a year ago, completely. A year ago, I would have either blamed myself, probably blamed them. But now I like really take a step back and I'm like, okay, why am I feeling like this? What is going on? I journal it. I dig. I actually do the work. And it is a lot of work. And that is why I am here to help you guys. To help you guys with shadow work prompts and help you guys look within. Because the only one who will save you is yourself. And you are very strong and you are very powerful, and I believe in you, and I believe everyone can do this and reach that state of bliss, reach that state of peace. Like yesterday, before I got into an argument with my brother, which was really not an argument, to be honest, and I'll explain. But yesterday, I was in such a good mood all day. Like, I was in such a, not even a good mood. It was just like I was at a peaceful state. I was reading all morning, and then I was just chilling outside, admiring the sun. I was sun gazing, and I was just at peace. And I was just listening to the cars drive by and watching the birds in my backyard. And I meditated, but I was at such a peaceful state. And even the book I was reading, I think that also helped. But in the book I was reading, they were talking about how you are loved. Like, you are so loved. And not enough people say that. Like, he was like, I will tell you I love you even if I don't know you, because I know that we are all love. Like, we are all love, and we are all that authentic being. We are all that authentic self. So I love you. Like, I love you, and I love that you're trying, and I love that whatever you're doing, and I love, just love more. Like, I don't know why we're so scared to love. Like, I understand, honestly, because emotional is everything we've been through in the physical with trauma and stuff. But he was like, why are we so afraid to love? Like, let's love everyone. Everyone has been programmed. Everyone's gone through their, has let their, the physical definitely weigh them down and let the fear creep in. But once you're at that state that you know that you are loved, that you know that the universe provides you with that love every day, you can feel it from the trees. You can feel it from the sun. You can feel it from just breathing. And I never thought that I could get to that state. I was like, yo, you might be on some drugs, bro. Like, if this was me listening to myself probably 4 years ago, I would have told myself, like, wow, you are on some crack. Like, can I have what you're having? Like, holy shit, what? Like, but once you, it's really, really reprogramming your mind, guys, like, and healing. Once you realize that the littlest things in life will give you that joy, that happiness, that love, and just experiencing sitting out in the sun and being grateful for that. Like, you, I was mad chilling yesterday. I was just vibing, and I was so peaceful. Even throughout whatever was happening on TV, I was still at a peaceful state. And of course, I found a lot of what was going on entertaining. And we were cracking jokes on Twitter. So once my brother texted me, he was like, you need to cut this off. Like, you're ruining my career, ruining my reputation. It's because of you that people are dying, all this stuff. He was like, how do you not care? Or how, like, why are you so calm? And I was like, because I know that this is all an illusion. This is a part of the plan. This is a part of what's supposed to happen, and it's a part of everyone's soul contract. And he's like, Kelsey, people are dying. And I was like, yes, I know. I was like, and he blamed me. He was like, people are dying because of you. I was like, okay. He's like, because you're spreading disinformation. I was like, yes, I know. I realize that people are dying. But I try to explain to him that death is an illusion. I try to explain to him about soul contracts. I try to explain to him that I still have compassion for, like, my physical soul still has compassion for everyone and everything that's going on, but I'm not allowing it to take me down, and I'm not allowing it to suck up my energy, because that's really what it's doing to everyone who's reacting. It's sucking up your energy, keeping you at the lower vibrations, keeping you at the 3D level. And he was just going out, and he was very angry and reacting to me. And I do realize that it is because he's being triggered and projecting his reality onto me. But my reality and his reality are completely different. That's what I'm trying to, what I've been trying to tell you guys. Everyone's reality is different. And everyone will project their reality onto you. But once you know that you are love, that you are whole, that you are complete, that you don't need that external anything, it won't affect you. Don't take anything personally. Like, I posted that yesterday on my Instagram. So the picture was people projecting false narratives onto me with, I forget his name. He's a duck in a cartoon. Fuck. Anyways, he's like spitting at Bugs Bunny, and Bugs Bunny's just chilling there, standing. And Bugs Bunny goes, me knowing that they are just using me as a human mirror for what they avoid within themselves. And then the caption said, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. And that's from Don Miguel Ruiz, my favorite author, as you guys know. So, yeah, people will project their reality onto you. People will call you an asshole. People will, but once you realize that they're just projecting and their opinion should not affect you, then you'll just be at peace. You won't suffer through the endless cycles of overthinking and guilt tripping yourself and all that stuff. Like, we are each individually living our own dream, our own reality. So to make the collective reality better, we have to work within our own reality first, meaning stop giving into the low vibrational events. And I'm not saying, like, it's bad to have fear or anxiety and all that stuff. Like I said earlier, like, I'm not trying to invalidate anyone's feelings. Like, we're still human. It's still gonna happen. So feel what you feel, but also at the same time, know that there's more to this. And it's, everyone's projecting, everyone is living their own reality, their own world, their own perception. So once you know that, you can start working on yourself and working on your own reality. That's what I've done. And honestly, like I said yesterday, I was just peacefully, like, sitting there, like, okay. And I'm not trying to sound like I'm better than anyone else, or this is better, or that is worse, or if you're still stuck in the 3D, you're... No. We all signed up to go through what we go through. Some people signed up to stay asleep, and I'm pretty sure my brother did. But I'm just allowing everyone to be what they need to be, and I will continue to help you guys learn, because I don't believe in coincidences. So if you come across my content one way or another, you were meant to listen to it. So it's up to you, and it's up to you to listen to your intuition if it's meant for you, like, actually listen and listen to your gut. But if you came across this podcast, or you came across my content on Twitter or anything, you're meant to listen to it or meant to see it for a reason. I don't believe in coincidences at all. So going back to the argument with my brother, I was being very responsive. You know, I wasn't reacting. I was responding, trying to help him wake up. But then I realized that maybe it's not his turn to wake up. It's not his lifetime to wake up. But he's very, very, very engraved into the 3D. And he wants me to quit everything. But I told him I'm not going to belittle myself or silence myself because of you. Like, it, also, I don't even know how it would affect him. Like, it's not like we're each individually living our own lives, you know? We don't even live in the same state. So, yeah, I'm not going to quit. But I will continue to help you guys and help you see, open up your minds, help you see a larger perspective. We are here for more than what is going on right now. Like, what is going on right now? Ignore it. Don't let it affect you. Keep your vibrations high. I'm not going to do questions this week, just because I really wanted to make this a episode all about this. But I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I really, really hope that it does help you or does resonate with you. I know I sound like a crackhead, or that I'm on some kind of drug that makes me all happy and shit, but it really is just reaching that state of a higher consciousness. And like I said, no one's better than anyone. It's just, it is what it is. You're going through your own experience. Don't beat yourself up. If you're still reacting, don't compare yourself to anyone's journey. Your journey is your journey. So if you guys need anything, my DMs are always open. If you want to just talk to someone about what you're feeling, I will try my best to help you. Because, like I said, I've been doing this for a couple years now. I know it's not a long time, but I definitely do think that I've grown, and I've definitely have changed my perspective on a lot of things, especially if you've been with me since the first episode. I'm just like a whole different person, honestly. Like, listening back to those episodes, I'm like, holy shit, there's my ego. Oh God, because I react a lot. But now I realize that I think I just become more aware. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening, and I really hope this did resonate with you, and I really hope it does help you or helps you think, you know, just sit with it and think. And if it doesn't resonate at all, and if you hated it, that's perfectly fine as well. But I hope you guys have an amazing day. Please, please, please try to stay out of the polarity and just do your own thing. Go read a book. Go take a walk outside. Just turn off the TV. You'll be doing everyone a favor. But yeah, I love you guys so much. And I will see you next week. Love you. Bye.